You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me in the studio, and on the phone we're joined by Paul Aho, the Dean of the Paducah School of Art and Design. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me back. Pleasure to be here.
Paul, you're an artist, personally, quite prolific. You have a lot of exhibition credit to your name, and you have been very aggressive in completing phases of what was the original vision. We just heard "Working on a Vision" on the song, and Friday we find out that in fact phase three for the Paducah School of Art and Design is going to happen. Not in the least part because of the fantastic growth in your programming. Do you want to start by putting Friday's announcement about the gift from Carson Meyer Charitable Foundation in context insofar as building your programming?
Well, of course, we are enormously grateful to the Carson Meyer Foundation for their support and to all of the other individuals and entities in the region that have stepped forward and made this happen. When I took over this position as a dean, I did so with the support of a great many people and a vision that preceded my participation. So I'm actually more of a facilitator and the carrier of the torch in terms of what the city of Paducah and West Kentucky Community and Technical College has seen in advance in putting all of the pieces in play for what now constitutes the final phase of our renovations or expansion of our campus. We completed in January of the previous year our ceramics and jewelry studios. We are opening our new sculpture building, a 6,700 square foot building. As we speak today, this morning, we're running our first classes in that building, and we will begin the construction. We are already into demolition of certain aspects of this historic kitchens building, which would complete our campus and allow us to relocate our two-dimensional programs from leaf spaces here in downtown to a permanent new home.
Sort of describe the background of the kitchens building for those of us not intimately familiar with Paducah.
Well, this is a historic property that sits sort of strategically relative to the Lower Town Artist District. So the building, eventually our campus will face onto Martin Luther King. So we will be removing a portion of this historic property. It's about 50,000 square feet total. And we need to complete our program needs. We need about 25,000 square feet. So we will be demolishing a portion of this building and completely gutting and renovating with a vision towards housing programs in painting and drawing and photography, graphic design. We have made arrangements for future expansion into printmaking and fibers, and we'll have a gallery, and I think really a sort of exciting last-minute addition with the agency bond that we got from the state is the ability to add a bistro, a cafe bistro, into the mix. So we will be doing some culinary workshops and do some catering, and that's something that the culinary program at the college is managing, that it's a perfect complement to the things that we're doing relative to serving the community, bringing resources to the community, and expanding the programs for our students.
That's a lot to chew on.
Yeah, well, a lot of people doing the chewing, so it's not so bad, and it's an exciting, a particularly exciting time for an art school and to be enjoying this kind of expansion. And, I think everybody who's involved has been patient and shown a lot of wisdom in terms of how to strategize this. And apparently so, because we've successfully raised the $2.5 million that we needed to match the monies that we got from the state.
And
so we should be open in this new building in January, hopefully in January of 2016. So you said that we've been aggressive. I think that we've been more adamant than aggressive, perhaps. But we've certainly had our foot on the gas pedal, and things are moving much more quickly than I would have imagined 4 years ago when I arrived here.
Well, what about the enrollment this fall? That's pretty spectacular.
My numbers are good, and of course, our mission is to continue recruiting in the regional high schools and to try to put the school on a national map with other programs, with public programs like the things that we did this summer with our new Master Artist Workshop program, where we're bringing artists in from around the country to serve educational, sort of short-term intensive educational wishes from students from around the country as well. So part of the strategy to make the school more attractive and more credible with regional audiences is to build its credibility in a national marketplace. So that's something we're looking for as well. But we're hoping that as we add these facilities and we continue to add faculty, that we will be more attractive to regional high school students who are looking for those first two-year experiences before going on for transfer experience elsewhere.
So, Paul, is there another document in the making with another set of three phases that will be rolled out shortly?
The documents that are in place will be simply the construction documents for the renovations to the kitchens building. So we think that our campus is complete at that point, again, with the exception of when opportunity allows to the printmaking and fibers program to the mix of the other 2D programs that will be housed in this new building in January coming the following year.
Well, again, congratulations to you. I know you must be delighted that things are on the go and the work you're doing is paying off.
Well, again, I'm very, very grateful for the support we've had in the community, and I hope that we can continue to reach out. We're looking to expand our public programs as we have greater resources. So as we move into this space, we'll expand our lecture programs and do the other things that, again, will continue our reach into the community and, again, position us as the sort of preeminent center for the visual arts in the region. That's our goal.
We look forward to following your progress. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you both. My pleasure.
Paul Aho is Dean of the Paducah School of Art and Design. It's a unit of West Kentucky Community and Technical College, and we'll be speaking with the president of WKCTC in Paducah, Dr. Barbara Veazey, in our next hour.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.